And they're back, and they happen to be in the front row. Let's give them a hand. Yeah. They were gone over a month. Over a month.
How did you do that?
Thank you, Dave.
It wasn't pretty.
Thank you, David. And, David, I was thinking the same thing during the music video, that people watching this, particularly from outside the U.S., don't quite understand. This is a typical American house at Christmas. I mean, literally, when we're flying over the holidays, we're at 30,000 feet. You could look down and see the cities just blinking. And as David mentioned, we just came back from Frankfurt. And there it's very nice, kind of nice Christmas atmosphere. But there'll be, just a nice wreath in the mirror. Or a nutcracker.
Or little pretty lights.
Yeah, just one light.
Glue wine.
Yeah, glue wine is good. But we do kind of overdo it. You sure that's not your house?
Hope so.
Actually, it's kind of sad that this year, the first time in probably
forever
35 years, we have not put up any decorations or a tree or even a candle at home. I know it's so sad because we've been a little bit busy. We just got back on Tuesday. Yes, I know you're wondering why we look so young and refreshed and filled with jet lag. And we just got back Tuesday. We leave.
I say thank you, Estee Lauder.
Exactly. We leave tomorrow morning for Australia. So a little bit of a turnaround. Get home just before Christmas and no time to set up that tree. So we're going to come to your house this year and look at your trees.
This is truly fun, though, to be in this audience because it's probably the highest percent of people dressed up.
Yeah.
And I think people should get to see that. If you're dressed up, would you just stand up so the cameras can hit this? Because you're pretty fun.
If you have a costume, everybody is dressed up. But
everybody with a costume.
If you have a costume on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's lovely. Fun? Very lovely. Festive. It kind of mixed metaphors between Egypt, Santa Claus, elves, wizards, Merlins. And just really well dressed here in the front row with Norma and Garrett. Yeah, it's a great costume. So anyway, so thank you, everybody. We have a fun day today. I know because Adamus has been talking since 4 o'clock this morning. He's got a few things up his sleeve today, and we got some great videos from where was that, Egypt and Frankfurt. So we have a lot to go through today. If I could get the con, there we go. And actually, life is good. We've, as David mentioned, it's been a fast year, but for me, it's been actually one of the best years ever. A lot of traveling, but the ability to see Chambre all around the world is amazing. I mean, it's amazing. We have it now that we're, before a workshop, Chambre start coming in, and then they're out at the market or shopping or something. They run into each other, not even knowing that each other ever, and they just walk up and say, "You're Chambre, I could tell." They say it's just something in the eyes.
It is.
Yeah, it's amazing. So we got the Santa Claus here with us today, and we got some out-of-towners with us.
Just a few, actually.
Just a few. Yeah, everybody's smart. Stay home at Christmas.
I can't play my
celebrate the holidays. I just get such a laugh looking out at everybody in the costumes. Bonnie, you're an angel. I mean, as always, but I mean, you're really an angel today. That's lovely.
Okay. From Whitehorse, Yukon, we have Marianne Ang.
Marianne, great costume. Great costume. Now, I should mention, by the way, speaking of costumes, on the boat on the Nile, we had our Galabea night. Everybody gets dressed up. It is so fun because you're kind of in a costume, so you allow your personality to be a little bit more expanded.
If you dare.
And Linda devised this thing, first time we've done it, a Galabea contest for the men and for the women.
It was awful.
It was so funny because it turned out that the we picked like seven men to, come up to the front. The audience kind of said, okay, best dress. So they came up to the front, and we did the semifinals. And we were just asking them to kind of walk down, to show everybody the costume, to walk down the aisle. Well, they started dancing.
Women, the men.
And you know, it was like pole.
And stripping.
Like pole dancing. There was one guy took off everything. He just had on this little loincloth.
It was scary.
Deal.
It was scary.
Oh, my God.
It was scary.
I mean, he was very trim, and he was a good dancer, but it was all TMI. Too much information.
TMI means too much information.
And then we got to the women. But they got into it. They were... So the judges were Wolfgang von Rohr, myself, and Denise Cerberat, who was the helping on the trip. And they were like trying to do lap dances, you know, like to get points from the judges. It was like bizarre. And Linda was just...
I don't think that was funny.
Linda didn't think it was funny. So, but it was fun, the whole thing.
It was hysterical.
So we're not going to do a contest.
I wish you could have been there.
Not going to do a contest today, unless you want
to. I just didn't know that a group could act that outrageous.
Oh, they were wild.
Everybody had too much fun. It was way too much
to drink.
Yeah, too much drink, too much fun.
So anyway, to continue, go ahead.
Tom Grunewald from Los Angeles, California.
Tom couldn't make it up the mountain. Too much snow. Okay. The people from L.A., they come in here, they take one look at the snow, they go back to L.A.
B.B. Tinsley is not here with him either. I'm sure she was supposed to come with him. Okay. Greg Nooney from Sioux City, Iowa. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg. Good to see you again. Good to see you. And, Greg, you were on the launch pad sometime earlier this year. You have some of your books here today?
Yes, Dreamwalking My Mother.
Dreamwalking Your Mother. Great.
Yes. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank
did you drive?
I did.
Great. How was the drive?
It wasn't bad. It was a little bit rough in Iowa, but Nebraska was pretty dry.
Yeah, it's always rough in Iowa.
I know.
That's Iowa for you.
So you're not referring to the weather?
No. Those damn farmers, they're so tough. Occupy Iowa.
Yeah. We have that. Yes, we have that for sure. Thank you.
And
I was sitting in a cornfield, so.
There are a few people that don't
Sorry,
think are
Susie.
Here yet. From Idaho, are you here? No.
I don't know.
And then from two from Idaho. No, they're not here. Okay, Mary Ellen Riley Hoops. Ah,
hey,
lovely.
From?
Mary Ellen's from Hillsboro, North Carolina. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Great costume. Lovely. Wow. We're getting quite a reputation. By the way, for anyone who's just tuning in right now, you don't have the wrong connection on the internet. You have Chambre Vision.
Sorry.
We're just dressed up. Adamus always says, have fun, act out a little bit, and get dressed up. So it's fun. I'm all jazzed. Of course, I had four cups of coffee, so go ahead. Yeah, wee! Wait till the channel. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay. From Salt Lake City, Utah, Sean Maxfield.
Hi, hey, Sean. Good to see you. Did you drive or fly?
I flew.
Smart move. That's a long drive.
And I don't have anybody else on the list. Everybody else isn't here. Is there anybody else from out of the area?
Maggie, Peggy, do you consider yourself Coloradoans now? Official you're no longer Utonians or Utah, whatever you call them. Utahs. You're now back in Colorado. Yes, way to go. Congratulations.
Okay.
Yes, and you have pictures of your new house on your iPad. Be happy to show anyone.
Of course.
Good, good. It's beautiful.
Oh, we have somebody over here?
Yes. Oh, great. Good
Mike
to see you.
Ah, Mike from Hello,
great
Brady.
To see you.
Glad you could be here. Okay. Oh, you weren't checked off yet. Michael Larson from Ogden and Brady Anderson from Plain City, Utah. Yeah. Thank you.
Good to see
Thank you. I didn't see you checked in yet. Thank you. Okay.
Did you drive or fly?
Oh, we got more.
Drove.
I'm never on the list. Scotty Black from St.
Jude
Beach, Florida.
Oh, wow. Great.
Oh,
great.
Thank
Good
you.
To see you.
Yeah, you're not on my list. You're not on my list.
I'm never on the list.
Oh.
Who are you?
Invisible. Well, see, you're a magician. You just disappear.
Right,
Merlin.
I'm in and out.
You disappear.
Merlin-esque.
Yeah. Great costume, by the way.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm really impressed by some of these. Great. And we have more costumes walking in the door.
From New Mexico.
That's walking. What happens when you come in and now all the cameras and all the attention.
John McCurdy and Mary Beth Shewan.
Great. Good
afternoon, everyone.
See
Woo.
Okay, so is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's get into it right away. I did not remember the last shoud with Adamus. Of course, it's been kind of crazy. We were out. This is the longest trip we've ever done. It was a month and a day. And it was also, the Egypt thing was tremendous. We'll talk about that in a minute. Dreamwalker Life in Frankfurt was the largest school, the most number of attendees ever. 275 people from 26 countries.
And it was amazing.
Amazing. And I was very, I guess you would call it, anxious before we started.
Really? Is that something new?
It was a new school. We were. I still had Egypt brain, and it was a huge audience. But
it was a nice audience.
It was amazing. I would truly say all the workshops are great, but this was the. It was not a workshop. It was an experience.
Yeah.
I would say it's the best.
Lots of
energy
ease and grace
that
and
we've
experience
ever had.
It was really.
It was fun.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I hate to just be up here using words like great, amazing, wonderful, but at a certain point, like for those. Who here was on the Egypt trip this year? Quite a few. How do you describe it, Yoop? You can't. Indescribable. And then people are, well, just try telling me a little bit. It's like, well, life-changing. It's like beyond, absolutely beyond amazing. And I know for the people who have been on the other trips, it's been the same, so... Anyway,
it's no coincidence that what is there.
Absolutely.
And when you go to visit it, it's just clear that it's a very special place. I've never felt anything like I feel there.
We were there during the revolution, which was kind of interesting. Things have been relatively quiet, and we've been watching it very, very carefully. We got there and still pretty quiet at first, and we got on the boat and we were totally removed from everything. No phones, TVs, internet, nothing. So it was like basically 7 or 8 days totally out of contact with anything. We got back into civilization and, of course, right away found out there was huge violence in Tahrir Square.
Well, we actually were at the airport getting ready to fly, and one of the dear, sweet little members of the tour came up to me and said, there's something here I need you to see on my laptop because I'm not the only one seeing it, and I'm okay, we're okay, but our families are a little concerned.
Yeah.
And so that was interesting because we were truly on this boat in this incredible safe space, and having this amazing adventure, and of course, Tahrir was going a little crazy. But again, for those of you that know the area at all, Tahrir's actually a very small area.
Yeah, and we didn't go down there,
but it set
a very strange energy there. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about it more when we get to the slides.
Okay.
It was amazing. So right now, we're going to take a look at last month, and it was called To the Visionaries, I remind myself. And put together by Gene Tinder, just kind of a recap of last month. So let's dim those lights and take a look, see what happened. So this is our monthly spiritual gathering. And the question I have to start the day off is, how is your sensuality? I like this. How is your sensuality? There's a tendency to suppress the sensual nature. Angels, by nature, are very, very sensual. They love color and sound. They love texture and art. They love anything that gives sensual experience. So I ask, as we begin today, how is your sensuality? Because it will absolutely affect your energy level. It really will. When you suppress that sensuality, when you block out the senses, the physical and the spiritual senses, it basically shuts down the flow of energy. Letting yourself be so into you, so wildly and madly in love with yourself, that's what changes this planet. That's what actually gives you joy for the experience on this planet. Absolutely. Question, why are you here? Is a big one. I would say one of my greatest challenges of working with you is getting you to see who you really are. Getting you to understand why you are here, what you're doing here. Hopefully by the end of the day, you take a deep breath and stop doubting yourself and stop wondering about why you're really here. Yes, for joy. Yes, for love. But there's something very, very grand as well. Absolutely beautiful. So applicable to you, to Shambra. The crazy ones who believe they can change the world because not just for the sake of changing, because they know the world was asking for change. The world was saying, we're ready. A beautiful quote actually wasn't written about you. It was applied to you. Who wrote it? Steve Jobs. Absolutely. Absolutely. I have asked Mr. Jobs to be with us today. And he's fascinated with what you're doing. He knows what you're doing. He says a few words, first of all. Allow yourself to realize what you're doing. Stop denying who you are, because you're going to waste precious years. Next, you are the visionaries for this planet, but you do it by being visionaries of yourself. Visionary beings don't need a lot of energy. It's not tiring. Mental beings get tired. They do. Structural beings wear out, just like structural parts and machines wear out. Structural humans wear out, but visionaries do not. What is the vision you have for yourself? What is the vision of you? Floating down the river of life, wondering what the bleep is going to happen next? Or having a vision that is like a huge consciousness magnet that then calls in all of the resources to bring it into fruition. What is that vision? What is that vision? Let's talk first about population. It was mentioned earlier today. 7 billion population. What happens? Why is the population growing like this? Everybody wants to come here. And that gets all the humans on Earth excited. Then they, you know, do their thing and there's more babies. But yes, absolutely, there's more and more beings that want to come here. The way to relieve that? New Earths, more than one. We've talked about it at length. The templates of New Earth are being set up by you. Number two, financial. Financial, oh, such a mess. Financial system you have is about 500 years old. It fell apart a while back. Your own finances, your own problems with money. You've gone through all this, and now what you do, you just start creating. That's all you need to, create. That's all, really. Next on our list, well, let's call it food. It's agriculture, but it's food. This planet is facing not a food problem. There should not be one starving person on this planet, not at all. It's facing a distribution problem. You can grow food right here in this room. Amazing food. Food with nutrition. Not food that's had the nutrition knocked out of it. But food that is nutritious and tastes good too. But what's happening because of political structures mostly. distribution is cut off. Therefore, there are starving people on the planet. Why? It's easier to control people when they're near starving. When they have a lot of food in their belly, suddenly they get smart. Suddenly they want things like freedom and sovereignty. There does not need to be any starvation on this planet. And if there is, it is directly the fault of the leaders. And there is a group of visionaries that don't compromise and that don't back out. And they say, we are going to envision that for ourselves first. For ourselves first. We're going to get off these stupid diets. That is a food distribution problem. When you go on these stupid diets, yes, every one of you who tries these, you are doing the same bleeping thing that governments are doing in restricting the proper distribution of energy through food. When you envision for yourself the nutrients coming into your body, feeding that body of consciousness in an efficient way without all these crazy restrictions that you've had. And when you allow your body to process the way it should and it knows how, when you allow this natural flow, you create it within yourself, and that shares it with mass consciousness, and then these type of things come down. Next on the list, religion. Religion. Religions are mental, they're man-made, and I'll go so far as to say there is very, very little to do with God in religions. Very little. The reason why I put this on some of the most important conditions of this changing planet is it has to change. First of all, religions cannot exist the way they are today with the imbalance, the dramatic, enormous imbalance between the masculine and feminine energies. Religions are holding back what should be a burst of consciousness right now because of a lot of their rhetoric, their rules, their imbalances. Now, how does that apply to you? Well, actually, you've done a pretty good job of getting out of your own rules, getting out of your own rhetoric. You have done actually an exemplary job, a wonderful job of going beyond that. Next on the list, energy. Energy is a problem on this planet, but not really. Not really. And that's the amazing thing. It's about that close to a breakthrough. Question is consciousness ready for that breakthrough? Can the population and the financial system and religions and everybody else handle it? It's ready, but it's going to change life as you know it on the planet. Everybody would become energy sovereign. Amazing. So, my dear friends, in terms of your own energy, get off the old. Allow the new. Allow it to be part of your life. Next on the list, environment. Not a huge concern, but one that we need to keep an eye on. Gaia has the tremendous ability to cleanse herself, to balance herself. A lot of times, though, it takes human lives, hundreds, thousands, millions. Look at Atlantis. Gaia knows how to cleanse, but she's leaving. The question is, do you know how to cleanse that environment? The visionaries that you are can relate this to your own self. This is your physical being, primarily. How do you cleanse yourself? How do you take care of yourself? It's about taking a little quiet time with yourself, giving your body permission to do its cleansing, to take care of itself. It will. It has the intelligence. It knows how to do it. It just needs you to allow it to happen. It's the next one that goes on here, and a big one, and it should be number one, but not everything can be. Or maybe it could. Education. Education on this planet is basically, my apologies to anybody who is really invested in it, but it's basically a disaster. It is linear. It is mental. Mental activity alone does not last over time. The mind forgets itself. You forget all the mental things you learn, but you retain things like emotional or drama, life experience, tools, these type of things. The mental stuff, it goes away. It's not that important. So for yourselves as visionaries, visionaries of you that have the potential of changing the world, I challenge all of you. What is the new learning? What is the new learning for you? Not for your children, not for other Chambra, not for some schools, but for you. What is the new way you're going to learn? Leadership. Leadership. There really aren't a lot of good leaders on this world right now, in this world, whether it's business or government or anything else. People are afraid to step up to be leaders. That can be changed. That can be changed by you becoming your own leader. You can change the planet, or you can contribute to the change that people are asking for in this planet by taking it within yourself, by developing your own leadership, by bringing in new energy, by allowing abundance, by everything we've talked about today. When you do, that creates a standard, that creates a template and an energy that then radiates into mass consciousness for those who are willing to make the changes. Perhaps that this planet will decide to stay where it is, back in an old energy, and really not have this burst of consciousness that's ready to happen. And that may be. But perhaps with the work that you're doing, the very reason that you're here, it will provide that last bit of spark, that last impetus for this great breakthrough of consciousness. Great breakthrough. You are the visionaries for sovereignty. Envision the abundance. Envision the energy flow. Envision all of these things we've talked about today. That, when done for yourself, that then creates this new dimension in mass consciousness that has the potential for people who are willing to change their life one person at a time. We invite you to be the visionaries. That's why you're here, to envision for yourself this new reality and then to share it with everyone else. That's what changes this planet. And again, thanks to Gene for long hours of putting that together. A lot of editing.
I guess it means it starts with us.
Absolutely. Mm. So that was last month. Wow. And here we are this month. I forgot where we are in the slide
Brarin
program.
Brarin and Reddy?
Yeah.
I know where we are, Egypt.
Egypt, see, I slide. Think. See. Oh, and everybody who came in late, you can now get a chair. Great costume. Let's get it. Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, there we go. Look at
wow.
that.
Wow. What a
elegant
costume. Wow. Okay. See if that's... Oh, yeah, here we are. Next, November events, as Linda and I mentioned before, November was a big month. We
Amazing.
Left, I think, the day after the Shoud. We
right.
got back a couple of days ago. So it's really strange sometimes being in a very this very surreal, beautiful world, getting to see Chambra everywhere. And, of course, the much-anticipated trip to Egypt was really the feature for November. You may remember that we were supposed to have gone in February, but it was delayed because of the revolution. When I look at just kind of the symbols, the metaphors, you know, we were supposed to be there a time of immense change in Egypt. Not just Egypt, but the whole world. We were supposed to be there a time of the Arab Spring, and it got canceled because of the a lot of violence and yeah. things going on.
Well, when the airplanes quit flying into Cairo, you got to make a different plan.
You got to make a different plan. So we went back this month, and we had 108 people from 20 different countries, really all from all around the world. Of course, quite a few from Germany and around Europe, a lot of Americans, a lot of the ones who are here
today.
Australians. It was the captain or the general manager of the boat said he has never had such a diverse group on the boat of any gathering, whether they're individuals or a big group. But he said, we've never had 20 different countries on the boat. He even emailed headquarters and told them all about it. And it was really interesting. He was a very nice gentleman, Muhammad. There's five names in Egypt that you get, you know, Muhammad, Abdul, Hassan, and a few others. But that's true, Saeed. And the general manager kind of listened in at first, and kind of you could see him in the back of the room kind of listening. He didn't tell us later, but he told our ground operator, he said, I started listening in, kind of thinking this was maybe a strange group, but he said, I really liked it, and I actually started learning things from it. So that was amazing, yeah. It was beyond words. How would you describe it?
It was an incredible time to be there.
Oh,
that
yeah.
While each of us was there for us, it was a time of feeling beyond words. And on behalf of the Egyptians, it was stunning. It's our third visit, so we had been there before. And while the country's always had problems, there's always been lots of tourists, and so there was always this upbeat kind of fun thing.
Kind of a frenzy.
And it was kind of hysterical. And because we'd been there before, we saw the difference. They haven't had what they think was their major force for income since February.
Yeah,
and
tourism
what
is down 70%.
70%, and yeah. And if you consider that most of the people there make their money off of tourism, they're really gone through a lot. The evolution, which some of them are referring to it as, is costing them a lot of money in every way. I mean, taking meals off their plates, literally. So it was incredible for us. I've never been such a hot tipper in my life. I mean, I'm so stingy with tips, and I was tipping to everybody. And you just see this is such a time of hope,
yeah.
Such amazing hope. And Hassan and
Saeed
are just amazing men. I mean, they're incredible professional men, wonderful, kind, and open-hearted. Their wives are professionals. Their daughters are educated. Their sons are educated. And each of them will tell you that the best hope for Egypt is education. So when we were there, we got to hear some of the best of what the hope is for there. Mm. And I felt good about just being able to just be there and love and support of them. But it was amazing in every way. But again, I want to send so much love to our dear Saeed at Travels Keys. They took such good care of us. We never had a fear or a worry. And our grand, grand Egyptologist, Hassan Khalil.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
did an amazing job. So I needed to, I'm sorry, I had to go to that straw, that real amazing.
It was very touching. And we had fun, for those
amazing.
Of you who were there. We ate way too much.
Every time you turned around.
I gained 10 pounds, taking it off, but we were just eating, and the food
Arab
was so
food is awesome.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were in very beautiful, poignant, sacred moments,
timeless.
As you'll see from the slide program.
Timeless.
That's a great way to describe the trip. You are absolutely timeless. And it doesn't even matter anymore. And it's not just you're out of contact, but
you feel it, you see it, you sense
timeless.
It in every way.
Every moment was very, very special. But to me, it came to a head on our last day. I think a lot of the group had already left, but we stayed over a couple of days. On our last day, it poured rain, which it never does in Egypt, It did last year on our last day when the group left, and it was just like...
The evening before the election, almost like it cleansed that, you know, because it gets smoggy and sandy and it just gets heavy. And it was this amazing miracle. It was like the night before the election, it rained and cleared the air. It
beautiful,
was
heavy rain. Of course, last year it rained and then hailed and then snowed. So
we didn't get what was coming. Hail no.
And then the next day, they were driving us to the airport in the van, and driver and the assistant, and it was really beautiful. One of the most touching moments. Yeah. Because it was the culmination of the trip, but they were all dressed up in their suits because it was the first time there had been voting in Egypt since before the pharaohs.
Yeah, in their lifetime, actually.
In their lifetime. Yeah. So that was amazing.
Yeah, wonderful to witness that. Really wonderful. They were so proud. They were beaming.
The ability to vote and to have that election day was pretty calm, all things considered. There are people waiting in line 8-10 hours to vote. Of course, here in the U.S. we complain, but they didn't mind. You know, it was the ability to vote. And of course, the first round has already taken place. The next round's in January. The final round for the presidential portion is in June. So it will be truly amazing to see what happens there and how it affects the rest of the Arab world, how it affects the rest of the world. So our hearts are there.
They even believe that there's a fair amount of the activity in Tahrir is outside interference, because there are a lot of people that do not want to see that democracy work.
Succeed, yeah.
They do not want to see it succeed.
So we had thousands and thousands of photos to choose from all the Chamber photographers. We had a great slide program, again, put together by Gene Tinder, who worked very late last night organizing everything. And I'm going to even move the chairs a little bit here just so you can see the screen so there's no interference. And about ready to roll with this. So the title of the tour given to us by Adamus on the first day was called Alchemy of Consciousness. And he said this was significant because usually you alchemize energy. But he said we're now going to alchemize consciousness, take it to a new level. So if we could get the lights off. I'll do just a little bit of narration during the video so you can... can we turn those off, guys? the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning. Thank you. there because we've got another short one. So hopefully you're able to tell it was beautiful.
I know breathtaking. I felt a little guilty. Was that too long? It was just such a beautiful,
trip.
Wow. Yeah. Just seeing it is just like, ugh, it gives me goosebumps.
By the way, that last I Am That I Am was actually done in the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid by the group right as we finished the session. It was kind of interesting. We had to go in two different groups. With the second group, Adamas had each of them lay in the sarcophagus, that marble, you know, tomb thing.
Granted.
And say that out loud, I am that I am. There's such acoustics in that chamber, you really hear yourself.
Actually, the acoustics are so incredible that at one point I was telling Gerhard, because he wanted to see what that would be like, and I said, you know, I said, I don't want to explain it because there's a resonance in this. It's not just an echo. There's this resonance and something that goes beyond the, you know, there's walls, but it's not. It's beyond. He goes, yeah, yeah, I know, like, you know, like cathedrals and stuff. And I said, no, really not like that. And so, and he was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, they've done a lot of stuff. So it was really fun because he comes back up to me later once we got in there and said, oh, my God, I get it. It's not like anything else in the world.
Your voice feels, sounds like it's going out into the universe.
Oh, my God, into the ethers, yeah.
The group did the I Am That I Am at the end. It just, it wasn't even an echo. It just goes out everywhere.
Beyond the beyond.
It was just beautiful. So a lot of highlights for the trip. I do
Were some of those outfits a little,
It was the men getting all naked.
I know.
Everything. We are right now looking into a trip for next October, October 2012. So interesting timing, end of 2012. And beautiful thing like about this trip, we have the whole boat to ourselves. And people really have a hard time getting off the boat at the end. They don't want to go back into the real world, but
Or they keep drifting back into it when they get home. We heard that a lot.
Yeah.
We had
the whole
special
airplane
because it's
to
so
ourselves.
Special.
Yeah, we had to fly from Cairo to Luxor, the whole airplane for ourselves.
We even had a couple young people that said it was all right.
Yeah. So it was, what an experience. I won't carry on about it because I just
we do
love
it carrying on too much.
I know, but I just
stop.
It brings back
next.
The feelings. So anyway, we're talking about next year, October. We're working on the details now. Hope to be able to make an announcement in the next month or so. So that was the Chambre Egypt trip 2011, Alchemy of Consciousness.
I hope you could feel what it was like.
Oh, man. So we went from there to Frankfurt. Well, a little difference in the weather. It was kind of cold and rainy there. But I like Frankfurt. It's
an easy city.
Yeah.
Easy for people to get to.
This is the first Dreamwalker Life, and it was big. 275 people from 26 different countries. There was such an excitement in the room the whole time. It was really beautiful.
It was like the interaction of a much smaller group. You know,
yeah.
It was 275 people, all of them participating. So it was really, really fun. And Adamas was, I would say, was at the top of his game.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good. It wasn't a workshop. It was truly an experience.
Right.
Everyone was involved. I kind of said it was like going to a Rocky Horror Picture Show. You know, I mean, because he had everybody moving.
We're always drawn into something.
Great music with Anat Gerhardt and Amir. He was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the information was very profound. It was about life. The Kathumi channel the second day, I would say, was kind of a highlight. And then the other thing Adamas has been doing lately, he calls it the Adamas Theater. And he'll just start picking people out of the audience. They have to come up front. He gives them a role to play. And then he steps back and watches the chaos.
He basically has people acting out his points.
Yeah. And he said at the end of the one in Frankfurt, which was hilarious, he said, you know, we could lecture all day, but when you see it like this, you will never forget the point. And the interaction with the audience, they're booing and cheering and clapping. It's very, very
pretty,
interactive.
Pretty fun.
I've never been to anything like that.
In deep experience, but there was always something that kept inviting us to participate and to stay with it. And there were many moving moments, too.
Yeah, a lot of moving moments. A big dance thing Saturday night. Everybody was,
had a ball.
They were so hyped up that Amir Gerhardt and Anat and Linda had to get everybody at the end of the dance thing to lay on the floor.
Like kindergarten at nap time? I mean, yeah. Have you ever seen that where they have to say, and they're all just like, no. And I was like, no, come on, you can do it.
Just
do it.
Lay down,
and then they're
settle
like,
down.
Oh, and then they finally started to sit down. It's like, oh.
So we have a short slide program. It's okay. Only about 3 minutes it's better to show the slides this way. So if we get those lights down again and these guys off, we'll get into the slides. We got a lot of slides today. It's easier for me. I just press the button. Ready? Okay. And this is Dreamwalker Life Framework.
A soul cake, a soul cake. These good misses a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake. These good misses a soul cake. One for Peter, two for Paul, and three for him that made us all.
Soul cake, soul cake. These good misses are soul cake. One
God bless the master of this house, and the mistress also, and all the little children that round your table grow, the cattle in your stable, the dogs at your front door. And all that dwell within your gates will wish you 10 times more. Soul cake, a soul cake. Please, good misses, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake. Please, good misses, a soul cake. One for Peter, two for Paul, and three for him that made us all. Cellar and see what you can find. If the barrels are not empty, we'll hope that you'll be kind. We'll hope that you'll be kind with your apple and your pear. And we'll come no more a soul in till Christmas time next year. A soul cake, a soul cake. Please, good misses, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake. These good misses a soul cake. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him that made us all. The streets are very dirty, these shoes are very thin. I have a little pocket to put a penny in. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, God bless you. A soul cake, a soul cake. These good misses a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake. These good misses a soul cake. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him that made us soul.
Switch on high.
Good. Oh, I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
It's so anyway, wow, a lot of videos today.
It's fun. Sorry about
that.
Yeah. Nah, but they're fun, aren't they?
They're fun. If you were there, they're a lot of fun. Anyway, on Dreamwalker Life, we will.
Ooh.
Yeah, Dreamwalker
Life. You
dropped
it like a bomb.
We're going to do more in Europe and in the Americas in 2012. I do that any weekend.
It
that was
such
so
a
fun.
Great celebration.
Absolutely beautiful. So, boy, we're kind of running out of time, so we're going to go through these next slides really quick.
I can do it.
Really quick. Ready? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready?
Yep.
Good. Here we go.
Yep, you
here
do
we go.
It.
Okay.
It can happen. You're the one with controller. You're in charge.
I'm the boss. Okay. Upcoming events. What do we got going on here? Go
ahead. Going Beyond the Mind, which is sold out, and this is in Manly, Australia. We'll be there doing this that event next weekend.
You bet. Yeah, in Manly. Love Manly. It's summer down under. We've got a great group of Aussie Chambra. And
they're irreverent partiers. There'll be a party Saturday night. So if you feel yourself awakened on Sunday morning, that's our party.
Yeah. No, it'll be Friday afternoon.
Oh, yeah, it'll be Friday afternoon. If you feel a real crazy thing on Friday, that's us partying in Manly. Yeah.
And then January, nothing. We get a month off. So cool. What a concept. Go ahead. Next.
Then we're doing Going Beyond the Mind in Medellin, Colombia. That's February 10th through the 12th. And that is still quite open. We just really announced that last month, I think.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, sign up.
And our third time in Colombia, but first time in Medellin.
It's supposed to be beautiful.
After that.
Easy. This is Advanced Sexual Energy School. Because of some people that had some schedule problems, there now are two spaces remaining, but two only.
Two only. It was sold out. Now there's two open.
Two only.
So, and you do have to have
taken... That's March 11th through the 16th.
You do have to have taken SES.
The prerequisite is you have to have taken the basic SES. Okay.
April.
April 24th through May 1. We have been able to put together the Mysteries of Love tour, and we expect that
Isn't that redundant? Mystery, love, kind of all, you know, the same? Okay, next slide. How many people? Oh, I think it says in the next slide.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a coach load, so we limit it to, I think it's 45
total.
People.
Yep.
We did it in October. It was a lot of fun. Good group. And it's fun just touring the French countryside. We drank a lot of wine. A lot of wine.
And,
it was good.
And, you know, it's truly this idea of looking at love and the creation of it and its origin. Was such an interesting, for me, such a new perspective. And I got to feel some things in a new way that validated some things that you sense, but, you know, where does it come from? So it's a pretty amazing topic for most people. Everybody has a love story.
A love story. Yeah, that was a good one. Okay, after that,
Arizona, June 11th through the 12th. We'll be doing an Adamus Living Ascension Workshop. Holy
we have no idea what that is. We've never done one, and just a name he gave us. That's
like,
also,
like that would limit him or like focus him somehow?
That's also right after the Cryon Summer Conference where we're guest presenters. And he has got a great lineup this year. Greg Braden, Steve Rother, Pepper Lewis, and I forgot some of the others, but a really good lineup. So come on down for the Cryon Summer Conference and then our event afterwards. Okay, hurrying. And then after that.
Upcoming on the Awakening Zone.
Oh, we got to do the music thing. Because the Awakening Zone without the little jingle that was done by Joham is nothing. It's boring. So we got to play this. Good. Okay. What's happening on the Awakening Zone?
Upcoming, we have Sandy Sedgebeer Show December 22nd with Jim Self. And Jeffrey Hoppe stepping into 2012.
Yeah, actually, and the reason why I wanted to mention that in particular, Linda loves working with Jim Self. He is right up there at the top of my list. An amazing person, presenter, a lot of integrity. So we're both going to be on Sandy's show. She wants to talk to us about 2012. Be interesting.
Will Adamus tell the truth?
Yeah, you can ask him. Ask him anytime what he thinks about 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. After that, it is. And then somewhere in the summer, we're going to do the Dreamwalker Life somewhere in Colorado, New Mexico, somewhere like that. Yeah, sweet. Oh, it'll be fun. Quick launch pad today.
Yeah, very quick.
Yeah.
By Joanna Lynn, we have a children's book.
Beautiful children's book.
And this is a beautiful book. A book written by Joanna Lynn is the author. And brilliantly also illustrated by Anthony Buktovich. So many of us know that, you know, Anthony, the Chambra artist who does such beautiful work.
That's great work.
And the name of the book is To Be Me.
So you can kind of see here Anthony's artwork, the words. It's a fun book, children's book. But you know how it is with children's book. They're really for us anyway. Mm-hmm. You can order it at this address. It's a little... confusing to remember, but the slides are available for download on the internet, or you can write it down quickly. It's http://uukidsbooks.goldquake.net. So it's just another spread on the inside. It, really a lot of fun. So it's always wonderful to show the Shambra projects that are taking place. Shambra are writing
really
books.
Really creating.
Creating workshops, doing all sorts of things, and it's a lot of fun. So how about a big, deep breath and a launch for this beautiful book, To Be Me.
Wish them the best.
Absolutely. By Joanna Lynn and Anthony Budovich.
Okay.
Then now we get into, see, we're doing okay on time.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay, saved it.
Yeah. And no audio. Oh, the big music intro, news desk is not there. Oh, well. So goodbye. Anyway, this we could talk about for a long time. This is the new Crimson Circle store. Has anybody been there? It was launched a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it's amazing. And it's
much more easy and graceful.
Yeah, Michelle McHale spearheaded this whole thing. Yeah, all right. Thank you, Michelle. I would say, Michelle, that was about a six-month project for putting this together, wasn't it? You look amazing in spite of the, I know it was a lot of stress. You were emailing us in Egypt saying, okay, we're going to go live and, let's hold our breath.
It was a fun project.
Really?
Estee Lauder?
Yes.
Because you really do look fabulous.
you look great, you know, after that. Well, probably why, because the project is done now.
It feels good.
It's really nice.
And you keep the mic because I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
But it has a very, very clean look. And web designing is an art, a real art, because you have to combine all the technology. The Crimson Circle store is huge these
days.
Very, I don't know how many products and iterations.
Languages
and products and signing up and everything. So Michelle, working with some consultants, really went through the website and said, how can we make this easy to use, technically sophisticated, easy to order, and a good Shambra experience for anyone.
Well, and built it in a way that it'll accommodate our growth, because, I mean, we were talking about it, to try and imagine what's even possible years from now. It's been an incredible journey already. I can't even imagine.
Well, we never really envisioned all the different languages that are needed. And if you're trying to order something and it's not in your language, that's confusing. Or if English is a distant second language. But when you go to the checkout and, you know, in the U.S., if it's $20, we write it 20.00. In Europe, that's like $2,000 because they use a comma instead. And if you're in the checkout and you don't understand what's going on, it's very confusing. But it's actually, right now, we have it in six different languages.
Seven.
I keep forgetting English. Yeah, I've got to learn English one of these days. But seven different languages. And just real quickly, Michelle, I put some of the highlights on here. If you want to just mention them real quickly. Can you see them?
Linda needs to move just a little. The easier navigation, I think that if you go in there and play around, you'll find that it's a lot easier to find different products. We have the Shambra monthly blog that updates every hour so that you'll be able to see what's there. Let's see.
The tweets?
Recent tweets. You'll get all of those automatically very quickly. We have
live support.
Bonnie is manning the live support desk, and
when she's awake
and having fun with it. Yes, she's had a few people wonder why she's not there at midnight.
Well, because it's 8 a.m. in Europe, and they're like, "Well, I thought it was live support." Well, yeah, but sleeping once in a while. But it's cool because you know if you're online and you're having problems, and if Bonnie's awake, you can just email. Is it email, isn't it, or is it calling?
It's chat. Just a chat room,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why she's wearing the angel thing today. She's trying to be an angel.
And she but, is an angel.
Yeah.
She is an angel. It also has ratings and reviews that you can rate all the products. And
social network.
You have on every... social network on every product. But you can switch to the different languages and be able to check out in the different languages.
Oh,
and,
I have that on here.
And we are working on getting all of the different products translated, the descriptions. That's going to be an ongoing project. So let's see, Clear Easy Language Translations, one-page checkout.
That's good. You don't have to keep going to different pages.
And we're still working through a few little bugs, but it's really coming together. Let's see, multiple attendee sign-ups, which is going to make it much easier for the teachers, the workshops, and for the event sign-ups. And
like if you want to sign up you and a couple other people, before it was a problem. Now you can sign up multiple people.
Right. And the seven different languages, I think that's really going to help to bring in a new audience of Chambra to give them a little bit more of an ease in ordering and seeing what they're ordering. So it's all pretty exciting.
It's a beautiful, beautiful story, Michelle. And,
thank you, Michelle.
You know, awesome.
Thank you.
And that being said, I'm really proud and happy about our website. Again, all the languages, 23 international websites, all the content from 11 years, all the different things.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of pages.
You know, it's a huge operation. And some days I'm surprised Michelle just doesn't like... hop in the car and go to Vegas. Well, once in a while you do.
It definitely takes other people, and you know, I want to thank the translators and the other folks that are helping us put this and pull it together. So
thank you.
Well,
Michelle, we have among the very best websites in the whole spiritual consciousness.
We're starting on that next, right?
Yeah, and now we're now she got bored after a couple of days and said, let's do. Redo the rest of the Crimson Circle website. So,
thank you, Michelle.
Take it easy over the holidays, and we'll jump in.
While you can, before we get back.
Thanks.
Great. Thanks again, Michelle. Appreciate it. Okay, I think we're just a few quick mentions. If you're in the mood for holiday shopping, or even not, we have some great things. The new Spirit Desk calendar. We have some over here today, and I don't have one in my hand here to show you, but it's right there. It's a perpetual calendar, a different quote every day from Adamus, Kathumi, or Tobias. It's a fun product. In Europe, they went wild. We sold out at the conference. They loved them. So,
I'm getting dirty looks from John because my beads keep hitting into the mic.
Oh, that could be a problem, yeah. Also, they just... For Christmas, there are the Crimson Circle gift certificates available in the new store online.
Wow.
So if you're thinking about something to give to yourself or anybody else, a gift certificate's a great idea. We're getting there. I got to do my funnies. And then we have these new decals.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a piece of glass here. Oh, there it is. Okay, great. Actually, this was a wonderful idea, Jeans. It's like a sticker with a clear background, a decal. And you can put it on windows, you know, like on your car and your house. It's kind of like a feng shui thing. You know, you put it on the window. It keeps out those bad spirits. And you can just walk around town putting this, you know, shop windows, you know, grocery stores, things like that. But it's about 5 inches across.
You put it just, from the inside out.
You put it, yeah. It's sticky on the front, not on the back. So it's great for putting on a window or any place else. And... it was a great idea. We have those available here. Just kind of a fun thing. Okay, there's your coaster back.
Thank you.
All right. What else? Oh, great. Now we're to the last. See, we're right on time. It's amazing. It's called Life Moment. And I'm going to, there's one slide in particular. You got to be able to see the bottom. So
God.
We just hit the main lights. We don't have to do the side lights. So, okay. You know, we all have those moments in life. Those days when you just, oh, geez. So happened to see a couple of them. I thought it'd be kind of good to show. Life's moments. Okay. Late for a meeting moment. Haven't you had that happen? You're late. It's a bad day. You know, you're rushing. Oh, no, I'm out of gas. You got to run quick. And next thing you know, you're riding down the highway with that gas thing hanging out. Back? Okay, good. Great. And next is, I shouldn't have been texting moment. You know, that's one of my pet peeves. People talking on the cell phones, you know, if it's not hands-free, or texting. Now I honk at them and give them a little sign like that. Well, not always like that, but I do honk at them. Next, life's moments. Lucy, I'm home. I think Arnie got home a little early that day. Can you imagine? I wonder if it was a cold day. And I wonder how he got back down. And I wonder who took the picture. Okay, next one. Moment? It's like, what? Well, you walk, you park your car, you know, go see a friend, and you come back out, and it's like, what the? I mean, the guy who cut the tree down, wouldn't they calculate it a little better? Okay. Where did that come from, moment? Haven't you ever had that? It's like, I didn't realize that was there before. Well, no, you always drove through with a car. This time you're driving through with a truck. It was always there. I don't know if you can see the picture, but obviously there was an overhead thing that he went right through. Really? I mean, really? Nobody saw that before? Really? I mean, the guy doing it doesn't know a four-letter word, stop. Isn't that one of the first words you learn from your parents? Stop. I mean, really? You didn't catch that? It's by the way, for those who don't get it, and are kind of like, well, I don't know what... Supposed to be S-T-O-P. Stop. Okay. Oh, crap moment. Oh, yeah. I mean, literally, that's an oh, crap moment. Okay, and the final one, and this is, I really love this one, actually. This is from the newspaper this week, New Energy Moment. Obama channels Roosevelt. I mean, channeling now, so much in the mainstream, I guess, you know, so I'm just a normal guy now. Because Obama is channeling Roosevelt, and it's in the headlines, right in the front page. So I thought that was marvelous. We can have the lights back up. So, life's moments. And if you happen to have any funnies, don't send them to Larry Clark. He has too many right now anyway. So I don't know if you're on his list, but he's got great ones. Okay, and what next? Come on back up, sweetie. Oh, webcast credits. You know, it's always amazing how we transform this room into an international stage.
We
got new
best.
Lights,
we
new
best.
Equipment. You probably see all these posts and polls. That's Joe Collins, our light master. New side lighting here for the people watching in and get a little better picture. And this crew of incredible people every month putting this together. So how about a big, big, big hand? Woo! And what next? I think it's time to say thank you to everyone. It's been an amazing year, a brilliant year. We're going to have a little party tonight starting right after the Adamus Channel. You could probably smell that food. I am so hungry right now. I'm starving because I just keep smelling all that food. So we're going to get back together in 28 minutes. There's a lot of food there
countdown.
Right now. More
later.
Because
we do start sharp at 3.
We start sharp at 3, so we'll come back at about 5 till.
So get your chocolate now.
All right.
Thank you.